This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there any woman in their car right now that is listening that is not wearing any makeup, like no makeup on your face, and you're headed into work? 314-531-9898. We want to hear from you. Is this something that you do often? Is it a rarity? Do you get used to not wearing makeup? Hannah had tried this for like the first time and you said, nope, not doing that again. It was weird, huh?
Yeah, last week I woke up late and I just had so much to do that I didn't have enough time to put on my makeup. And I was like, you know what? I feel comfortable enough with everybody in the room that I'm good with them not seeing me wear makeup. So I didn't wear makeup to work one day last week. And I can confidently say I will not be doing that again.
You hated it?
I hated it.
And I don't think I noticed what day was it.
Exactly.
Did you notice it, Kevin?
I feel terrible that we did. I mean, that just, I must say, Hannah, that might speak well to your makeup abilities or the fact that you don't need it.
Yeah.
Brett and I didn't even notice.
Well,
nice compliment
you
to your
that.
Face
yeah.
there. You got a good no makeup face.
And right. It wasn't anybody else's reaction.
I was curious to see how people reacted.
We work in a very like close, honest environment. People say stuff all the time they probably shouldn't even say. So I feel like someone would have said like, oh, you look maybe tired or you look sick or something, but nobody said anything to me.
Huh.
Nobody treated me differently, but it was what I felt. Like I felt more insecure, and me wearing makeup is just like a part of my daily routine. I don't wear a ton of it. I don't cake it on every day, but it's just a part of me pulling myself a little bit more together and just feeling better about myself. So to start off like on the wrong foot for my day really just made me not feel the best, and I felt off. And we take like videos of us here at work, and I didn't want to do it that day, and I wanted to like leave early just because I didn't feel right. So
AB runs our video part of the show. Did you say something to AB like, hey, please no videos today, or you just kept it quiet? Because I don't even know what day this was. Did you make any comments to her?
No, I didn't want to let other people know because then I felt like I would draw attention to it. So I kind of just wanted to like...
Pray that no one said anything?
Silently hope that like she wasn't like, okay, guys, we're filming a video for a client or something. So I would have probably said something if she brought that up, but by the grace of God, she didn't. So it was okay.
Did you know AB and then not say anything because you knew?
I noticed only, and I didn't know it was like your first time not wearing makeup, but I noticed because I know that you wear makeup almost every day. And like you've talked about how like it's an insecurity of yours. So I was just like, oh, she's not wearing makeup today, but I didn't say anything. I don't wear makeup ever.
I was going to say, are you wearing makeup now?
I don't know. Any makeup right now.
Nothing like what? I don't know any of the things that the things you should put on your eyes, mascara.
No.
Is that you're not wearing mascara?
I'm not wearing
eyeliner,
mascara.
Whatever.
I get my lashes done though, so they're like kind of done, but like I don't know. I'm just honestly too lazy
for
to do
me,
it.
It's more so like my skin is what I'm insecure of. I've dealt with acne issues literally since I hit puberty at like 12 or whatever. So I get insecure about that, and also like the discoloration of my skin. It gets red. Like I don't know. It's just something I don't feel good about. So that was my main problem.
I'm not asking for people to call in who don't wear makeup to push Hannah in a direction or not a direction. I'm just curious what it's like for you personally to choose not to wear makeup? Is it empowering? Is it a lazy thing? Like, you know what? I just don't have the time. Is it something where you feel more comfortable or less comfortable? Do you feel like people notice at your office? 314-531-9898. If you are someone who is not wearing makeup, we want to chat with you next. Hannah did something for the first time at work. She said, nope, not doing that again. And that's not wearing makeup to work. I don't know if it's us being dudes. Kevin and I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
AP noticed.
I'm glad you didn't notice.
Yeah. I mean, that to me says a lot about you, but also you said you didn't like it because you didn't feel like yourself. And so we're asking for people who are not wearing makeup now, not to push Hannah in a direction like, oh, you should not wear makeup or you should wear makeup, but more so, why did you make that decision? Is it something that Hannah will get used to? Is it something that you got used to? Do people notice you if you don't wear makeup over a course of time? AB, you said you never wear makeup. I don't think we knew that. We didn't know that.
It's a lazy thing for me. That's it truly is.
That's what Kat said. It's a time thing for you, huh?
Yes, it is.
So how long does it normally take to do your makeup?
Oh, probably the hair, makeup, everything, about an hour.
Oh, so you got an hour back in your life. That is a lot of time, actually. Yeah. Good point there, Kat.
Because some of the girls come into work, full face, eyelashes and everything, and they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock.
I respect that. We have to get up at 3 a.m., so
yeah,
we respect
that.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we're up that way anyway.
You know what's interesting is, Sarah, why do you decide not to wear makeup every single day?
Basically, I started not doing it in college because high schools, when they get girls hooked in, well, these days even younger, making you feel like you're less if you're not wearing makeup.
Interesting.
And guys never have to wear makeup. I mean, these days, if they choose to, great. And I'm not saying somebody should or shouldn't. That's their personal choice. Yeah. But I was like, I don't want to spend a chunk of my life doing this. And I, you know, would rather spend that time doing pretty much anything else. So the only time people would say anything is if I chose to wear it for a special event or something, they'd be like, oh, you look really nice. But nobody ever said, oh, you look terrible on the days I didn't wear it.
You got that covered for you.
Right.
No one says I look terrible is a good thing. You know what's interesting is, Emily, you said COVID changed your perspective on wearing makeup, huh?
It did. I used to wear makeup every day, and then COVID happened, and I didn't wear makeup or I didn't straighten my hair or blow dry my hair every day. And my hairdresser and esthetician were like, your face looks great. I have like baby hair, frizzy hair. They're like, your hair looks great. And then I started wearing makeup again, going back in the office. And now I have a 12-year-old who puts every type of skincare product on her face. And I want to show, like, you don't have to put makeup on to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. So my big thing, I wear makeup. I have makeup on today driving into the office, but it's not an everyday thing. And I don't want people to get used to see my face with makeup on. And I think sometimes when you don't wear makeup a lot, and then when you do, you look prettier, you know, you'll get more compliments because it's not something people see you in every day. Wow.
I definitely understand how that feels. Like, you know, it's kind of a dangerous game. That's why I've never gotten eyelash extensions, because I know once I start, I literally can't stop. Yeah.
And become like addicted to it.
Yeah. Because like that's me. Like, you see yourself that way. Other people see yourself that way. So then if you stop doing it, it's harder to, you know, be comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would get. Like, if I was ever going to do anything on my face, I would invest, because I hate mascara. And that's one of the other reasons I don't.
Well, talk to AB about it. She has them.
Yeah. Amazing Lash Studio. They're awesome.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for the kind of different perspectives and times you can wear makeup, times not. And then setting an example for your daughter and what it feels like to be a woman and try to feel like you're setting an example for your daughter, because that's not easy to kind of juggle and navigate yourself.
Definitely not.
You know what's interesting is, Emily was talking about just like the skincare and how it improved her skin, and she noticed that. Kelly, you said that's the number one reason you don't wear makeup, is you notice the difference in your skin?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, you still there?
Years ago, that's what was going to happen.
Oh, it seems like Kelly is breaking up.
Yeah.
She hasn't owned
my 30s. Go ahead.
You were breaking up. So you haven't owned makeup for how long?
About 25, 28 years.
Wow.
So no makeup products even in your house?
No, unfortunately. You know, and the thing is I have two older daughters now. They're 31 and 29. And I feel proud because yes, they have makeup. They wear makeup every now and then. But they,
they'll go out to eat with me and they won't wear makeup. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're learning something from me. You know, they don't have to always just show up. You know, it's okay to be natural. It's okay to show that natural beauty. God gave us this. You know, don't be ashamed of it. So,
you notice a difference in your skin too, not wearing makeup?
Most definitely. You know, I mean, there's other factors, of course. You know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, you know, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, is when you wear makeup, a lot of people are too tired to take it off at nighttime. And all that does is just clogs your pores. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of years that it just takes off and everything. So, I'm proud and glad that I don't do that. And it saves tons of time. Like some of the girls were talking about, yeah, it takes me 30 minutes to get ready in the morning. And that's doing my hair and everything. So,
well, Kelly, thank you so much. And you know, what's interesting is you do whatever makes you feel comfortable. You feel happy, but it's so great to hear that so many people feel like they can do whatever they want. Cause sometimes in society, I feel like because of social media, we all feel forced to do something. So many people just call them like, no, I do exactly what I want to do. And that sometimes wearing makeup and sometimes not wearing makeup.